Maidstone. Maidstone High School appreciates the donation of two Huskies from Synovus Energy. With the change of name from Husky to Synovus, the mascots were no longer applicable to the company. Our high school lucked out and we now have two mascots to help cheer on Maidstone Husky sports teams. Maidstone High School students and staff will be providing Christmas caroling from 5:30 to 8 p.m. December 19 and 20, dependent on weather. Spots are limited, so phone the school now to book some joyful caroling right at your home. 306-893-2351. Maidstone Museum was alive with twinkling lights and festive music for Winterfest 2022, December 10. The grounds were filled with excitement as families enjoyed outdoor games including Phil Santa Sacks, Hoop Toss, Snowball Roll, Snowman Slam and Marshmallow Toss, a scavenger hunt, a sliding hill and the warmth of a fire pit. The outdoor kitchen sitting area was tarped and heated, and hot dogs, sweets, hot chocolate and coffee were offered to everyone. At the end of the day, brilliant fireworks delighted spectators and treat bags were handed out to children. Scavenger hunt winners were Anna Donald, Isley Tielenga, James Huxtable and Georgia Lundquist. Maidstone Museum Board is grateful for all volunteers who helped, with special mention to Bill, John and Eileen for countless hours of planning and setting everything up. Thanks also to Jugs Trucking and Bill Fitzsimmons for building the sliding hill, which will definitely be used again this winter. Above all, we appreciate everyone who came out. See you all again next year. Maidstone Legion Branch No. 142 members and families gathered for their annual Christmas party at the Legion Hall December 11th with just under 100 attending. Following a scrumptious dinner provided by Legion volunteers, working, cooking and bringing food, Santa appeared with gifts for the children. Pins and awards were then presented, 10-year service pins to Sam and Barb Kennedy, and 30-year service pins to Brian and Inga Grimley and Adrian Hume. Dennis Noble was honored with a 50-year service pin and a golden anniversary medal. Congratulations and appreciation are extended to these worthy recipients. Thank you to the Legion volunteers for an enjoyable evening. Maidstone Seniors Drop-In Center held their Christmas party December 12 with 27 members and guests in attendance. Ag Foods catered a delicious turkey dinner with all the trimmings and desserts. Following the meal, two door prize winners were drawn. Gloria McConnell, a Smitty's gift card and Lorraine Banks, a handmade quilted table runner. We then played a game of Name That Christmas Song, which proved to be a challenge for most of us. The event came to a close with singing of carols accompanied by Francis Wright on the piano. Thank you to everyone for a pleasant evening. Maidstone Bowling Alley is holding a Christmas raffle with first prize a Grinch tree and poinsettias for second and third prizes. Tickets are $2 each or $3 for $5. Draw will be made on deck 23. Not much news on the sports front. I know there are plenty of games going on, and many readers who'd like to know the results, but it's difficult to get anyone to report the scores to me. If you can help me out, please do. Congratulations to the elementary, grade 5-6, volleyball teams who took first, second and third at the Lashburn Triple Ball Tournament December 7. The U18 Maidstone Jets won against Maqua 6-0 on December 3 and 20-3 against Whitefish December 4. They lost 5-1 to Hillman December 10. Reminders: Sunday, December 18, Maidstone Senior Jets vs. Radisson at Maidstone Arena, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tuesday, December 20, deadline for donations to be at CIBC for Maidstone Food Bank. Wednesday, December 21, Maidstone Senior Jets in Turtleford, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturday, December 24, deadline to vote on Lloydminster Learning Council's door decorating contest. Wednesday, December 28, Yellowhead Ramblers play at Pine Island Suites in the evening.